You're listening to SBS News.
The first day back for federal parliament in an election year started with a traditional church service. But it wasn't long before bipartisan bonhomie gave way to the usual combat of federal politics. However, the most important argument didn't come from the mouth of a government or opposition member, but from the keyboard of the Commonwealth Solicitor General. In advice to Attorney General Christian Porter, Solicitor General Dr. Stephen Donohue gave his legal opinion on the legislation that has passed the Senate that would enable asylum seekers held offshore to more easily access medical services in Australia. The advice itself was originally intended to be confidential, but at the end of question time, House of Representatives Speaker Tony Smith ruled that MPs, and thus the public, had a right to know.
I've advised the Attorney General that as Speaker, it's important I ensure in this instance all material available to me is also available to all members of the House. As a consequence, I've also decided to table the Solicitor General's opinion.
That opinion seems to scuttle the legislation that has passed the Senate. Under the Australian Constitution, bills that involve increasing the spending of public money must originate in the House of Representatives, not the Senate. And since the bill that passed the Senate sets up a panel of doctors to judge the health of asylum seekers, and these doctors must be paid for their services, this is, therefore, a bill that involves increasing the spending of public money. One of the main supporters of the bill that passed the Senate, Greens leader Richard Di Natale, has told the ABC the House of Representatives should pass the bill anyway and let the High Court rule on its legality if it is challenged.
Oh, well, it's a last-minute tactic to try and throw things off track. The bottom line is the House should pass this bill, and if someone wants to challenge it, it can be challenged in the High Court.
Regardless of the Solicitor General's opinion and reactions to it, the bill has elicited strong feelings. The Labor Party had been negotiating with crossbenchers in the House for three main amendments to the bill that passed the Senate. They needed six of the seven House crossbenchers, spearheaded by independent MP Dr. Karen Phelps, to agree to the amendments in order for them to pass. But the Greens were having none of it. Senator Di Natale says the proposed Labor amendments, which included being able to deny people treatment in Australia on character grounds and an extension of time for a minister to make a decision in a case, are simply not acceptable.
So Labor needs to come back and make some changes. Otherwise, those amendments in their current form simply can't be supported. We don't want to pass legislation that makes it harder for someone to be evacuated from those offshore prison camps when they desperately need medical care. The basic principle here is if somebody needs medical care, they should be able to get it when they need it. That's the country I believe in. That's the country I'm convinced most Australians want to see.
The government was having none of it either, albeit for different reasons. They say they will not permit any changes to the current laws. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says opposition leader Bill Shorten even considering any changes shows a weakness of leadership.
If there is a mess at the moment in relation to Bill Shorten's leadership and the left are breaking out within the party room and the Greens aren't happy with him, this is of Bill Shorten's making. And you know what? We've watched this show before. We watched it with Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard. Mr. Shorten wants to be Prime Minister of this country and yet has shown he doesn't have the basic leadership capacity to make decisions on a crucial area of public policy, and he should apologise for the mistakes that he's made.
But the opposition has its own theories. Opposition leader in the Senate, Penny Wong, says Prime Minister Scott Morrison is trying to fearmonger on this issue and others, in lieu of having a good record of government or positive policy platform.
He's demonstrating that fear is all he has left. He can't run on his record because his record is cuts and chaos. He can't run on stability because they are so bitterly divided. So what does he want to run on? He wants to run a fear campaign. That is what you will see from Australia's so-called Prime Minister.
With the issue so emotive and the federal election so close, the back and forth arguments are set to continue. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.